Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Right, settle down. I'm not in the mood for your crap.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. Raheel's joining us at 9 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5. Then we'll talk some sports because Charlie Pelot will be here at 11. In the meantime, got to get ready for game two tonight. I mean, this is what we've been waiting for all season long. You know, you play all the regular season games, and they ended up as the four seed. So they got Golden State in the second round. Now, I'm not convinced, despite what Boston did to Milwaukee in game one, I'm not convinced that this is the NBA Finals. I think whoever comes out of the East is going to give a series.
Oh, yeah. I do, too. The Golden State Warriors are not untouchable.
No,
they're not untouchable this year. And I mean, the Rockets are not untouchable. And if they were to beat the Golden State Warriors, and so
it ain't over.
Yeah, that's the Celtics all of a sudden have turned it on a little bit, but we'll see. It's one game in, but they certainly took a 1-0 lead. You had the Sixers stealing home court advantage in that series last night as the Sixers beat Toronto in Toronto. So those are the two teams from last year that everyone talked about. I mean, relative to LeBron James and Cleveland. He's gone from Cleveland. And these are the two hot teams. It's supposed to be Cleveland. And you knew Toronto. I mean, Toronto had the best record, but all the talk was the young guys at Cleveland and Philadelphia. And then Toronto gets Kawhi, and it's like, oh, okay. And then Giannis, you know, ends up having an MVP season. And they end up being the best team in the league. And they look for real. So you got four teams over there that are for real in the East. With talent, and some teams have more chemistry and consistency than the other ones. But that's, you know, frankly, the eight teams this year versus the eight teams last year, it's better this year. It's deeper this year.
Yeah. Oh, no, this is better. Much better.
Because I would say Cleveland last year wasn't as good as these four teams in the East right now.
No. You knew Cleveland was coming out.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that they were a four
seed. Well, they looked like they were going to be in trouble at one point.
Were they a four seed last year?
Yeah, like maybe three.
No, I think they were four.
Were they all the way to four?
Yeah. And despite that fact, they still were the team to come out. And James Harden, you got that soundbite, though. The one that you put up about, okay, enough. Oh, my God, with the Rockets report yesterday that they had 81 missed calls and then they would have scored 18 more points, and so they should be crowned the NBA champions. This is like, didn't they crown a Texas A&M football team recently from 1959, the college football champ, or Oklahoma State just won a national championship for 1946 or something like that? Something like that happened. So the Rockets want to change. Ugh, please don't do this. Please. I mean, I don't know.
You're
just
making yourself. You look petty, and you're making yourselves a target for the refs for literally all of eternity.
And that's the question, is whether or not refs are going to go now. Oh, really? We missed, and you should have scored 18 more points?
Well, let me ask you a question. If somebody went behind your back to David Gao and said, I want to show you, these are all the flubs that I heard John have this week, and all the misstatements, and when he cleared his throat, and when he did this, and when he did that.
I never do any of that, though, but okay.
If somebody
that's
did
hard
that,
for me to imagine.
You wouldn't hold that against them, would you?
No, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's just,
right. If somebody went out there and tried to
let's point
say
out
that
how
you were incompetent,
how crappy
you wouldn't hold that
really
against,
are.
You right. wouldn't hold that against them, right?
No, and absolutely, it's human nature. I was having this discussion with a coach the other day, And he's like, oh, don't blame the referee. Stop. I'm like, that's not the point. The point is they're human beings. And if it's a close call, you might not get it. I'm convinced that because James Harden got all of those calls all season long, and everybody looks at James Harden and all the flopping in, and because then they're in Golden State, and the boos would have rained down, and everybody would have been critical of these refs, you know, giving James Harden that call when he... And I'm not sure that the landing zone, the landing spot thing, I know the ankle thing, but is it really, really affecting the shot?
He jackknifed his feet forward to land on the... This really should be a non-issue. It's a no call. From where he jumped and where his feet landed and the bending at the waist to jack the feet forward,
and the he's looking for three.
He's looking for three.
I mean,
three free throws.
And he got that call all year long, and they're probably like, we ain't giving it to him. We ain't giving it to him tonight.
And you know who is less upset about it, actually? James. Than Rocket fans and then Rockets management, James is probably less upset. Because James knows the deal. He knows what he's doing.
Well, and here's James. And thank you. This is what I said after the game, and I got so much hate. Here's James talking about what needs to be done tonight.
We had a lot of opportunities to make shots. We just didn't go in. Game two, we'll make those shots, and that's it. It's all about shot making.
It is.
Okay, when you go 9 for 28, when you go 0 for 27 last year, when you just continue to – they went 0 for 8 to start the game. Game one, 0 for 8 from three. Don't go 0 for 8. Hit some freaking shots.
Who did you get in a Twitter fight with? I never even got to that yesterday.
I don't know.
Who did you get in a Twitter fight?
I just
Dell. What happened, Dell? Because you included it in a rundown. John got in Twitter fights over the weekend.
I didn't get any Twitter fights. No,
you get Twitter fights
incorrect.
Over Arya Stark.
That's
or what?
That's incorrect. I did not get any Twitter fights. Here's what happens. I sent out my tweet. Some guy says what an a-hole I am, and he gets muted. That's all. Okay, so, fight.
Does that feel accurate?
He does mute, but he likes to get in a jab. I think the guy used poor grammar.
Oh, yeah,
and then
did.
John called him illiterate. And then muted him.
I said, maybe I'm an a-hole, but I'm not illiterate.
And then I guess
like
he muted him after that. He did want to get one shot in first, though.
Yeah, I figured.
But then mute. Okay, I don't... You know what? It's too short. I'm not going to listen... If you want to come back with me and say, well, I think this, blah, blah, blah. But if you come out, you're an a-hole, well, then I don't need that.
To be fair to that guy, was he really off?
No. I already have enough people.
What'd he say?
He called him an a-hole.
I have enough people calling me an a-hole in my life. I don't need somebody on Twitter, too, okay? That's all. That's all I'm saying. That's crap. Steph Curry pointing at the out of bounds line. And what about that little travel there that wasn't called? I mean, it's how many? And here's the thing about the Rockets with their 81 calls missed. How many missed calls did they have? I mean, you can't do that. Like this is so one sided that the Golden State Warriors are getting an unfair advantage from the referees. Do I believe that? Yeah. Yeah, I probably believe, yes, the referees, especially in that building, as I love that, the entire yellow out that they do. I think their fan base is fantastic.
I think they're a bunch of douchebags.
Why?
We love the Warriors since about 2014.
Well, they've liked them before. They loved that Baron Davis team who beat the Mavericks in the first round. They loved that
Baron
team.
Baron Davis team.
You don't remember that team?
Oh, my God. When Michael Finley played, probably?
Yeah, they hold that team in high regard. They love that team. They always talk about that team. They honored that team a first round. They got a first round win.
45% of their fan base just showed up over the last 5 years
in
the town.
Why?
Work for Google. I work for Pied Piper. I am I am part of Amazon's new special robot division to slaughter mankind. I mean, deliver prizes and packages to your doorstep. This is not Thundersticks.
Yes,
don't like the Warriors fans.
Why?
That's not Thundersticks.
This is not Utah.
I am from... I know, they're Johnny-come-latelys.
They're not that Johnny-come-latelys.
They're not even from there.
I know what this is.
Oh, really? Those fans are from the Oakland area?
You know what this is? Homophobic.
That's not homophobic.
Nope.
That's one man's
opinion. It's tech-phobic. when you run in and then you jack up the rates of everyone's housing by nine times. Like,
well,
this
know,
is 380,000. You know, not now. It's 2.7 million.
Yeah.
Why is this 2.7 million now? Because I can pay it and I don't care. Get out, poors. Go crap in the street.
Well, guess we're not, what? They don't have
poors.
Houses now.
We're not. You are now. You're poors now. We're buying all your houses. Get out and start pooping in the street. We'll pay you $60,000 to pick your own poop up.
You only make
what?
You only make $127,000 a year. Poor. Yeah. Homeless.
Now you make $60,000. Pick up your own poo. $60,000. You know, I'm going to have a bunch of drones come and pick them up.
That's below the poverty level there. You can't give someone $60,000 to pick up poop. Now you have to pick up poop and be poor?
Yeah.
Okay?
You have to pick up your own poop.
What kind of life are you giving these people?
San Francisco life?
No.
Bay Area
you
life?
You have it.
What are you talking about? Oh, but at least you get a scream for the Warriors.
Why do you hate? Don't hate on
By the way, watch this guy get in Chris Paul's face when Chris goes to the ref. Did you see that guy who got in his face? You go to dead. Like, what? Sit down.
Well, it's better.
Sit down, Paul.
It's better than Toronto, who gave 76er fan that seat. Did you see the 76er
fan
holding up the 76ers banner in the front row the whole game?
No.
Oh my God. If I'm... And thank you. Because
Drake,
I know
said
some,
thank Drake. Go ahead.
I know some peeps. I know some people that have, you know, up close seats to the Rockets. And one of the guys said, "I refuse." He says, "I'm gonna sell my tickets, but they cannot be to a Golden State fan." And I applaud that. You're gonna make money, but make sure you make it off a Rockets.
How
fan.
Do you know who it's going to?
Well, because you know.
Not in a fan transaction like the.
Well, you know,
flash
the person
seats?
That the person that's selling the seats for him knows. He knows.
Oh,
knows
so it's an individual.
Yeah.
How does
it's
that,
not going through. It's not going through.
How
a website.
Does he know?
He knows who likes the Rockets. He only gets it to Rocket fans. Trust me.
So it's just he only deals with certain people.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, athletes that like the Rockets.
Oh,
athletes are the only ones that can buy the tickets now.
Okay. Well, just so you know, some athletes are a bunch of turncoats too. Ask LeBron, who's got 10 favorite teams.
Well, it's funny that you say that.
Andre.
It's funny that you say that because he won't give it to guys who have ties to Golden State. Because
there's a bunch of guys in town who will just kind of roll with who the hot teams are.
Yeah.
Wear the hats. You got to be careful about that.
That's
the new thing.
No. He's careful. He knows where he's careful of who he's gouging.
Especially Warriors.
He's careful of who he's gouging.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Because especially with the Warriors. Because you never know which players
can... Who's a hat
fan.
Yeah, who's a t-shirt fan.
Yeah.
Because
they've been hot for a little while, so you could have a t-shirt guy just jump in like... Because I'll go to the mall like, really? You don't seem to be a Patriot fan. I'll see new Patriots like, oh, Patriots fan. Curious. Oh, Warrior fan. Of course, I did that like coming back on the flight. I'm like, oh, yeah, Warrior fan with your Warrior backpack. Yeah, right. But I was leaving from California, so it's entirely possible.
That's possible.
It's possible.
It kind of is
possible. I was just thinking, oh, great. Fan from Houston. We're flying to Houston from LA. I'm like, oh, you're from Houston. But then he might have just been flying out there before he flew back home to LA.
Yeah, right.
I'm just assuming he's on a flight back home like me.
No.
So I was just like, nice Warriors backpack.
Did everybody on that flight have to live near Hillcroft?
No.
I mean, hopefully or could they be from somewhere else?
Well, they could be in Houston and coming back to L.A., I suppose.
Right.
I thought that was a returning home flight.
Well, okay, that works both ways, I'm pretty sure.
I had
712.
A little person next to me on
Did
the flight.
Did you?
That's how Newtarian was going
to live. Kyler?
No.
No, only Kyler?
Nope.
Kyler's not flying.
I did get a picture
commercial though. Anymore.
Why all the fan watching? Why is he expending so much energy?
I don't know.
Caring about fans
who's
showing up.
Right. I was caring about little people.
He thinks it's Tyrion. Every little person is Tyrion.
Well, that was just a little child.
Yeah.
That wasn't even a little
person.
That
wasn't even...
That was just a little kid.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That was just
That's
a little
a kid.
Kid.
And they're called kids now, Lance.
I know. It's a kid. It's both.
No.
It's a kind of a big kid.
It's a chubby kid, but it's still a kid.
He's a kid. He's a little person kid.
No, he's just
No, 100%.
He looks like a 10-year-old.
He's a little boy.
Not a 10-year-old.
He's not a little person.
Yes, he is. No. 100. Oh.
Let me see. I didn't think it was
either.
To
the break.
I thought it was a little kid.
To the break.
It's a little kid.
I'll tell you the telltale signs. No, it's 100% a little. I know exactly what I was looking
it's
at.
It's a little chubby, but I didn't think
it's not a little person.
No.
It's not a little person.
Legs this big, torso this big.
Yeah, he's just a malformed child. That's all.
No.
Yeah.
Why can't a little kid be a little person? Why can't he?
He's a little kid. Okay. He's like...
He may be an Olympic swimmer.
Yeah, you don't know what he is
just because he has a longer torso. That kid may grow up.
Michael Phelps. You don't know what he is.
Legs this big?
How old is he? Legs that big? How old is he?
11.
I'm done with this conversation.
I told you, worst person ever.
Because I'm making an observation.
I was a kid.
This is not a kid.
Yes,
guys, I was sitting there the whole time. It was exciting.
John can't even look at you. It's embarrassing.
I know exactly what I was looking at. Trust me.
I'm looking at the kid, too. I'm looking at the picture right now. That's a small child.
It's a child.
Who's chubby.
It is a child.
Who's chubby. Did you see the parents?
Yep.
What are they?
I saw the mom.
How tall was she?
I'm going to have this conversation off the air now.
Okay.
God, forgive me, the Vin.com.
No. He can't look at the pictures and do the live. Leave him alone.
Look at the fingers.
Worst person.
You're worse. He wins. There's no question he wins. Give me the Vin.com. That's give me the Vin.com. Best person, because John Clay Wolf says, I will give you the most for your car, period. And if I can't, I'm going to give you $100. Well, if I can't beat CarMax, if I can't beat Texas Direct Auto, then I'm going to give you $100. So you get there. You get the quote from them, and it's the final offer. And then John Clay Wolf says, well, here's my final offer. How's that? And he's here, right here on ESPN 97.5. John Clay Wolf, what are you doing up on a Tuesday? You're never up this early.
I'm just my kids' school. Somebody's got to do it.
Oh, my God. Oh, someone as rich as you, I would imagine you have a driver.
John Clay, I told John that I was listening one time, and the head of like iHeartRadio in
New York.
New York was like, why are y'all talking about racist dogs?
Because?
And then you just went on with about 10 more racist dog calls.
We have fun with those guys. Yeah, they want to be offended. But, you know, those dogs, they do need to get straightened out. They've got bad attitudes.
John Clay Wolf, which has nothing to do with GiveMeTheVin.com. But here's the deal. So you haven't been kicked out of – you've been kicked out of California, right?
We have not been completely kicked out of California, but we have been reduced.
Okay. But not totally banned from California. It won't be long before New York follows suit. But I got you. What about Washington, D.C.?
D.C. has a bad attitude, too, so they enjoy us. That's fitting very well. I think Philly is next in New York City. But the California fit is not going down smooth at all. Vegas has a different vibe than California, which is good to know.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
They've got some personality, unlike people like you. You're from California, right? You're not
Chicago. Well, I'm from Houston now, baby. Okay, that's it. That's it. But here's you. You Houston market. You love them. It's GiveMeTheVin.com. You said this is one of the best markets.
It absolutely is. It's our first one. We've been on the air. I'm the most tenured personality on this station, right? I'm the oldest air personality that's been on the air here the longest than anybody now.
That's not really
true. It's been 10 years in February.
But that's GiveMeTheVin.com. GiveMeTheVin.com. You want to sell your car, GiveMeTheVin.com.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
What do you remember what I told you about Jake Odorizzi? Do you remember this?
No.
You don't that he's the new kryptonite. Forget James Paxton. The Astros.
Oh yeah, you did say that.
He freaking beat Verlander last night.
Shut out.
And
they got to get that middle crank back up. Well, this is ever since the 10-game win streak, right? Right? It got to 10.
Yeah.
Ever since that 10-game win streak, it has not been. It's been a losing record.
Yeah. It's another 500 team. But Jake Odorizzi, I'm telling you, you would make a lot of money. From the first time they faced him in with Tampa, I was like, what? You can't beat a Tampa sucks, and you can't beat Jake Odorizzi? Really? Oh, and every time he faces the Astros, slap, 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 slap. He is, I'm telling you, next time, now they won't face the Twins again, so that's it. Next year, when you face Odorizzi, to bet on him. But put everything on. Put your house on it, because Odorizzi, the Astros cannot hit Jake Odorizzi. And every other team, fine. They just, it's the Astros can't hit this dude. And they love hitting in Target Field. They love it. I was talking to someone who knows yesterday, who knows Carlos really well. He goes, man, I don't know what it is, the backdrop in that stadium. And remember the Astros comeback win?
Uh-huh.
Was it near the 4th of July? It was 4th of July weekend, I think.
Yeah.
And they came back from way down, and they won the game. And it was like the most exciting game of the season, 17. It was the most exciting game of 17. And they just destroy. And yet Jake Odorizzi can shut them down. In Target Field, which is the hardest place in the world for the Astros not to score 10 runs. So, I mean, and he beat Verlander. Verlander gives up one freaking run.
One run, he gave up a bomb, and that was it. And a third.
Two hits.
That's it, yeah.
Two freaking hits.
He was fantastic. You know, Altuve, over his last 10.
He's not good.
Three hits.
No. I'm telling you, I think that. Altuve, he popped out yesterday on a high pitch. I think he's fallen in love with the long ball he loves crushing it.
3 of 33.
That's not Altuve.
3 of 33 with one home run is his only extra base.
It's a small sample size, but we've never seen Altuve in stretches like this.
Yeah, he's lost 50 points on the BA since April 20th.
Yeah.
It's been a really bad run. For Altuve, and it's not like he's not punching out a lot. He's only struck out four times in those at bats. So, I mean, about one every, I guess, 8.5. So it's not a little over eight. I mean, it's not great, but it's not atrocious.
Jose Altuve hitting .248.
Yeah,
and yet his OPS is near 900.
Well,
because he's hitting with pop. He's hitting with pop. He's their best power hitter other than Correa right now. He's their best power hitter. That's and Chirinos, but he's got a lot fewer at bats. Here's the deal is he's trying to hit. His swing has always been wild, and yet he makes contact, but he shoots the ball to the right side. I think he's got to go back. Okay, let's just start getting some base hits.
Altuve was at 1,019 OPS at April 19th. Right now he's at 845. I mean, it's dropped substantially. That's when it all, you know, the last time he had a multi-hit game was on April 19th. Since then, he's had three total hits. This is, and boy, he was red hot between April 7th and April 19th. He was killing it. He had 6 multi-hit games, none since then, and he's just in his little bit of a funk. I mean, that's where we are right now. It's, you know, how Altuve goes is you can't really say one guy for the Astros because they've got a bunch of guys, and Brantley's still hitting and Correa's been okay. So you should be, but you got to put up more. You're the Houston Astros. You got to fire up 2 in a game for Justin Verlander. That's just got to happen. You got to get on base by any means necessary. And so they just couldn't find their way on base last night.
So Correa's hitting 11 straight games. His OPS right now is over 900. And here's the problem. He's 1 for 4, 1 for 5, 1 for 5, 2 for 4, 1 for 4, 1 for 3, 1 for 5, 2 for 4. Last night he's 2 for 4, but he's got men. You know when a guy give up those two hits if you just come through with men on first and second.
Right.
I mean, that's the key at bat in the game. And what happens? He looked bad. He looked bad striking out.
I mean, 7 base runners isn't going to cut it for you. It's just
not. But when you. Right, but when you got an opportunity and you got Carlos Correa at the plate, you know, I mean, just sometimes there's going to be these 1-0, 2-1 games. That's just what's going to happen. and you just got to come through when you have, even if it's one or two opportunities in the game, then you got to come through. That's all. And Carlos Correa, he was 2 for 4. Can't blame it on Carlos Correa. But when Carlos Correa had an opportunity to actually tie up the game, then he didn't come through. And he looked actually pretty bad doing it. So this offense is so good. It just doesn't seem like it's hitting on cylinders. It's just not hitting. It's not those crooked numbers. It's not coming up with the big hit when they need it. And I know there are the few opportunities that when you're facing a Jaco Rizzo, you just have absolutely no chance. So we move on from this game. But it doesn't seem like this team is in sync. It really, there's something missing from this baseball team. Mm-hmm. There really is. I mean, it is just too good. This lineup is too good. There are too many guys hitting at the bottom of the order for this not to be a circus all the time, a merry-go-round with the guys running around the bases. It's just not happening.
That's the one thing that's a little surprising is they shouldn't – it doesn't feel – they're 17-12 right now, right? 7-9 on the road. This is not a team that should go into prolonged funks because of the amount of hitters they have. At a variety of spots. And like, Reddick hasn't been a bad hitter at all this year.
What do you mean he's been good? He's been great.
Chirinos has stepped in and gotten you big hits at opportune times that actually have made the difference in games.
Yeah, three.
A few times. Yeah, three, up to three times now. So that's enough where you should be able to not have too many prolonged funks of, 8 to 10 games where you're not playing good baseball. You would think that would kind of even out more to 500 baseball over their bad stretches would be 500 ball.
But when Chirinos has won 3 games for you, and he's an Astros catcher, which historically we know what the Astros catchers bring to the table offensively.
Right.
When Chirinos himself has won 3 games for you, and Josh Reddick is hitting 380, whatever he's hitting right now, and you got Jose Altuve and Bregman and Springer and Correa and Brantley's been unbelievably good. This offense should be, it just seems like it's just not nearly as productive as it should be. And, you've had, obviously, and we've talked about this, 3 through 5, you've gotten, for the most part, pretty good starts out of those guys. Verlander's been awesome. Cole's been up and down. But it just appears that there's something that's out of sync with this baseball team. 17-12, we should be happy. No, this is a better baseball team than 17-12. It absolutely is. And they'll go on a run. That, you're right, that 10-game win streak, okay, this is Astros baseball.
Yeah.
And it's not.
Well, but that's not, it's you're going to run hot and cold, but what's your midpoint? What's your norm? And in 2017, your norm was pretty damn good for much of the year. Then you had your stall out, and then you came back. Yeah. They're still trying to find their norm this year. It took them a while last year, and then they got into it, and they had their norm was really good. They're still waiting to find their norm right now, and I don't know what it is, to be honest with you. It's not the 10-game win streak. We'd like to believe that is, but that's not it either.
They're really good on the back end of the bullpen. The middle relief is
questionable. Your boy needs a good game now.
Yeah.
Tonight. He needs to show up.
He showed up last game, so that was nice. But you're right. He needs to put together 5, 6, 7 straight starts if he's going to be a top of rotation.
7's a lot. I'll take 7.
Yeah.
I'll take 7. Yeah.
Oh, no, don't worry. My boy can do it.
Okay.
Okay? Now, I'm not insuring it like you're going to insure the people.
Well, I mean, you can. I can tell you this. They don't offer pitcher insurance at TGS. What they do is find you homeowners insurance, though, and car insurance. They shop for both of them for you. They are your home for going through and basically shopping the aggregate information they have from a variety of different homeowners insurance policies or homeowners providers. They take a look at your address, and then once they have your address, they can go through HCAD, which is, the appraisal district, and they get what your house appraised for, what the size is, the area, is it a flood zone. All that information is available to you at the, just the snap of a finger, and they are able to obtain quotes from a variety of different insurance companies so that they offer them to you, a variety of different quotes. You get a variety of different options. You want to go with the cheapest one you can. They show exactly what they're covering, which is basically going to be what you have right now. But if you want to add coverage add a financial amount, you want to add flood coverage, you want to add anything to your coverage, they can do that for you, and they can start to save you thousands in the process, my friends over at TGS. So make sure that you're shopping your homeowner's insurance through TGS, and while you're at it, they'll also shop for your car insurance as well, and you can see what your rates are combined, what you save from both of them. TGSinsurance.com. Text money to 232323. That's money to
232323. Yeah. ESPN 97.5.
Surprise. I mean, it happens. I mean, it's, you know, our guys are trying to get up there and get a good pitch to hit. We were a little anxious to swing early in the game. You know, when you do damage early in the count, it feels really good. When you make quick outs and have quick innings, it extends his outing, and they hand it over to their bullpen the way they win games. So that's part of the aggressive style is going to create some of these nights. But, you know, obviously wish we would have done better.
All right, that was AJ last night. 713-780-3776. Gotta beat. You can't beat Oda Rizzi, though, so that's just an automatic loss. An automatic loss. And it is true. The Astros have probably played the toughest schedule in baseball. They haven't faced a losing team this year. So, JD, well, you know, I get you're right. And they're 17-12. And in baseball, if over a 30-game stretch, you're 5 or 6 games over 500, you're going to win a record amount of games, okay? You'll be 30 games over 500. So that it's fine, and I'm, you know, don't want to – but this team is better than this. This team is better than this. They're just – it's too – and Verlander has been – he's been really, 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 really good. And it's got to be frustrating. But you remember when Roger Clemens was here?
Yeah,
you know, the offense. I remember that. The offense didn't hit for him.
Yeah,
Randy Johnson.
Yeah,
every game was 1-0.
But this is such a substantially better offense, too. That's what's more egregious. Well, 98 had an offense, but this offense is the best the Astros have ever seen. Yeah. I mean, this era. I don't know about this year, but this era certainly is. Roger had an offense that was not.
No. Whiffy McStrikeout, and
they had just a bunch of slaps.
Right. It was, And it's harder, you know, and when that guy's bearing down, everybody's just, you know, choking and squeezing the wood out of the bat, the sawdust out of the bat. So, and Bregman, you know, and Springer didn't play last night. They'll be fine. This team is going to be fine. I'm not worried about the team.
Are you worried about the team?
No, I'd like to see them, though.
Are you concerned about this team?
No, I'm not concerned about this team. They're going to be just fine. I just want to see him win every game. That's all. How about let's get Chris in here. He wants to talk about Rockets, and this is Rockets Day. So come on, 713-780-3776. What up, Chris?
Hey guys, what up? Hey, listen, Lance, you kind of touched on what I was thinking about during the game that encouraged me with the Warriors is James's demeanor from previous playoff series and not getting his balls, things not going his way. I felt like for the first time, you know, if he didn't get a call up until like the very last minute of the game, he just played on. He wasn't really getting into it with the refs. He wasn't trying a whole lot. I liked his stoic face. Like, he's there. It's a different mentality, I think, with him this year, you know, and it's so encouraging to see that he's, you know, got his game face on, per se, you know. And also, guys, one thing. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Finish up. That's fine.
And I know you might think I'm crazy, John and Lance, but I really do think we missed Austin Rivers this last game. His ability to create his own shot. He is able to guard larger defenders, you know. He's been playing good defense for us. Kind of messed up the rotation a little bit being out. So I do believe if he comes back tonight, we'll have a little bit more mojo. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, so I also feel like they did miss Austin Rivers a little bit.
Yeah, because Shumpert had to play.
Yeah, anytime Shumpert's playing, that's a problem. Because you have four offensive players.
Yeah.
I mean, you have one guy who you literally don't even have to check on a layup.
You know,
Shumpert is absolutely
open.
Terrible.
You notice how wide open he is when he...
Like, his shot is so busted. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, so here I am. That's where we are now. I'm like, I can't wait for an Austin Rivers. I never in my life did I ever think I'd say something like... Never did I think I would cheer for Austin Rivers. And then secondly, never did I think I would say the Rockets really need Austin Rivers on that court. Those are things I didn't think I'd say, but that's where we are. And it's frankly because Austin Rivers played pretty good basketball for the Rockets this year. He fit into what the Rockets do. I don't think James, now the Rockets do a ton of crying. They just do. I love the Rockets, and I think Daryl Morey's incredible, and the organization is fantastic. They don't have to, but they do cry a lot. This organization is a whiny organization.
This report is not.
This Rockets putting out a report and then giving it to ESPN so they could go down the list of all 81 infractions, which, by the way, includes some against the Rockets that were missed and that were in the Warriors' favor, because that adds, you know, credibility to the report when you show, oh, and you missed them for the other team too. But I just feel like when you're so hyper focused on stuff like this that you can't control, it's just such a mistake. And it now has led to the fan base is constantly in referee. I feel like it's hard for Rocket fans to even enjoy a game because they're always searching for missed calls. And I just does no one really
can
do
we
you
stop?
Not think that there's any human element here where people are gonna say, you know what, F the Rockets.
And well, that's what I want to know. Okay, so which way does this go tonight? Do the referees now call this the landing spot?
Yes, they will.
They will call
that's
it tonight.
That's
going to be a
advantages
byproduct.
Is when you now, do that, it
and,
does have
and quite possibly, guess who else shoots threes?
Well, they do too, yeah.
Yeah, so guess quite possibly when you're closing out on Steph or Clay or Durant, guess what possibly could happen?
I'm tell you what, I think the refs need to take a strong stand against trying to create free throws in NBA basketball. I think they got to take a stand, and the league has to take a stand. What James did to fling his feet forward, where he moved forward with his hip and, you know, bent his feet forward a good 2.5 feet from his launch spot, that can't be a foul. I'm sorry, it can't be a foul. And it can't be a foul for Steph Curry. It can't be a foul for Dame Lillard. They got to eliminate that.
Mm-hmm.
We got to eliminate as much as they can the ability to game the system in the NBA. We've already seen it with the flopping, and everyone complains about flopping. Rocket fans all complain about flopping forever with the Utah Jazz and all that, but the Rockets do their own brand of flopping now, which is trying to find three free throws on shots. And I can't be a consistent person and think, well, that was terrible what Stockton and Malone would do, but this is an actual foul. No, it's not. It's a flop.
So there was a tweet out there that said, And we'll find
other people do it too. Just so y'all know,
yeah.
I recognize a lot of people do it. I wanted out of basketball. Play the game.
Well, here's the thing, okay, and that's what I want to bring up, and we'll talk about this on the other side. There was a tweet here that said, "Well, you know, John, this style of basketball just doesn't win. It's not really basketball. MDA offense are built for regular season only, not for playoff games." Playoff, you got to have a half-court offense to win the game. Look at Boston, why are they good on playoff? Because they run the half-court offense 80% of the time. Greg Popovich said this. There's an article on ESPN. The NBA is obsessed with threes, so let's finally fix this thing. Greg Popovich says this. There's no basketball anymore. There's no beauty in it. Now you look at a stat sheet after a game, and the first thing you look at is the threes. If you made threes and the other team didn't, you win. You don't even look at the rebounds or the turnovers or how much transition D was involved. You don't even care. Has this, what has evolved now into the NBA, has it kind of, this stagnant, this one-on-one, this isolation, this, you know, let's just dribble.
The Warriors
shoot.
Did it too last game with Kevin Durant.
And guess what? They only scored 102, 104.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's not a good brand of basketball. Is it? Now, the Warriors, the way that they used to play, I don't know if it was pre-Durant or when they the Splash Brothers first came out, everybody was like, oh, my God, look how beautiful this is. Because they did move the ball. They came off picks. Mm-hmm. They were. It seemed like it was great ball movement, yet they were splashing threes.
No, it was good.
So movement. It looked like a beautiful brand of basketball.
No, they'd run Steph Curry off of picks.
Yes.
No, it was pretty basketball.
Now it's back to.
Well, because they got Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant.
And Kevin Durant is an ISO guy.
Yes.
You know, certain guys are ISO guys. Not everyone's a catch-and-shoot guy. A lot of guys. Reggie Miller was catch and shoot. Rip Hamilton catch and shoot. I mean, we can think of some two guards, but there's other guys that like to create with the ball in their hands. You know, Michael Jordan was a create with the ball in the hands guy, either out at the, you know, out at the, and the yeah. and this and the triangle offense was only one side of the yeah. the court was being used.
And there was a lot of ISO ball.
Dream was ISO ball. It was a 1-4. It was a 1-4 set.
Don't forget that was a time too when they would score. They would win the game 92-88.
90 sometimes was a high score.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So that then and oh by the way, a lot of people didn't. But Michael Jordan was so spectacular. I think it overcame all of that.
Right.
But right now, this what's happened to the NBA, and I don't know if it does need fixed. Let's talk about it on the other side.
How do you fix? Look, math has gotten involved now.
Right.
And the fact is, you got a better chance if you make more threes. And once the analytics movement got into basketball, you can say they ruined it. But what they did was they just took advantage of the math. And that's where we are right
well,
now.
Well, but then 0-for-27 happens, and then
yesterday that's an outlier
happened.
Though, John.
But not really, not for the Rockets, it's not because they will gag offensively. They will no, but they have they gag offensively, and they you live by the three, and they've been dying by the three.
But they've won 120 in 2 years.
Yeah, and they haven't won a damn championship.
I know, but that's because they're also playing the Warriors, who are going to be historically. One of the great teams.
Yeah.
And they have
no true
a top three. I mean, their roster, their top, their starting lineup, at least four of them. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. No. Agreed. But I think the Rockets have been better. The Rockets were better last year. They won more games during the regular season, yet they couldn't get through them. They can't.
I get it. But the sample size shows that it works. And it works for the Boston Celtics.
But
have done some of it. Cleveland went to that. I mean, Golden State does it.
Does it work in the postseason? I don't know if he's got a point or not. MDA.
Hard to tell. Warriors win titles.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Mike D'Antoni's is really about drive and dish. And actually, Mike D'Antoni's is different than just stand outside and shoot him. James has altered that because Steve Nash didn't do that.
No.
James is uniquely a different talent. Let me tell you about People's Trust. You know what? You have a chance to choose happiness. ChooseHappyHouston.com. is the website. But I want you to know that choosing happiness can be, you know, it can be a couple different things. It could be getting a brand new checking account and having $50 put in that checking account. That's real money. That's your money. And if you don't like $50, that's fine. If you don't like money, then that's fine. You don't have to like money, I guess. I like money. I opened up a checking account with People's Trust. I also got pre-approved for a loan, and I've never taken it out, but I got pre-approved 2 years ago, and it's still sitting there. If I ever want to do home improvement loan or whatever the case may be, it's super easy to get pre-approved with great rates. And that's one of the advantages of being with a credit union. And yes, you can join a credit union as well. It used to be you had to work at a certain type of job in a certain industry to have a chance at these incredible rates and customer service, but not now. You can open that checking account, do all your checking and banking from online, on your app, on your phone or computer, and they make it so easy for you to be happy. And happiness is a choice. And when you choose People's Trust, you're going to choose happiness. That also includes an opportunity to get 100% of your home financed if that's what you want to do. Sometimes first-time home buyers do not have the equity needed to put 20% down on a home. So how do you get a new home? How about having 100% financed through my friends over at People's Trust? And yes, they have a program available for you that can do just that. Make sure that you go to ChooseHappyHouston.com and find out about your credit union. And it's waiting for you right now. There are tons of ATMs, fee-free ATMs all over the city of Houston for you to use to pull your money out. And like I said, banking online couldn't be simpler with their streamlined app. ChooseHappyHouston.com, and that's your chance to go to People's Trust.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.